Our Lady has delivered. Of course God delivered. But Our Lady, one of the errors of Russia here in the United States, is no longer an error. Now, it may be in individual states, no longer. I knew it would happen. I just didn't think it would be on my watch. If you're a new listener, or if you're listening on the preview stream, we are going to be talking about this for the rest of the day. Again, to recap. So, Justin, is it a 6-3 or 5-4? I also want to tell you, I told you, I predicted to you. By the way, I was the only person that predicted that Roberts would put the dagger in the back of the Obamacare decision, and he would write it. Boom, called that one. I predicted to you at about 6:30 this morning that Chief Justice Roberts, he's vain, he cares about his legacy and his image, and he wanted to be in the most momentous court decision this millennia. He wanted to be on the right side of it. He sided with the majority. The month of June is the month of the Sacred Heart of Our Lord. It happens on the feast of our Sacred Heart of Our Lord. You that are non-believers and aren't Catholics, dude, swim the Tiber. The water is really warm. There's no current to swim against. 6-3. Majority. Mr. Barrett, are you there?
No matter how much longer I will be on this radio, sir, this is the greatest day I will ever broadcast.
It is the greatest day any of us will ever broadcast. That Casey versus Planned Parenthood and the abomination that was Roe versus Wade is gone. Yeah. Now, Richard, there's so much for you and I to talk about. By the way, do you guys want to call in and talk about this and shout for joy? The phones work. Yes, please do. 844-527-8723, the call-in line telephone number. One of the benefits of not having to do a silly podcast but doing an actual live radio broadcast every day and being live on the air every day is we get to do this. Let us stop for just a moment. It also happens in Pride Month.
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
I mean, every diabolical thing. By the way, can I read to you from my Substack published at 5:38 a.m. this morning?
Please.
This is the title. 5:38 a.m. this morning. The Thomas Alito court is going to obliterate Roe. I've read the Nash Koch versus New York decision. It's the T upon which Thomas and Alito will drive Roe back to the pit of hell's seventh level from whence it came. You're just a Johnny come lately. You didn't. No, I did call it.
All right.
Let us all. Did you vote for Donald John Trump in the 2016 election? Show of hands in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. I did.
I've made some silly remarks. If Donald Trump was able to get abortion overturned, so now I have to cash in on him. If I do have kids, I think I have to name one of them Donald. Now, so that's one of the things I promised I would do.
Something else that I believe is going to happen, Richard. Melania is still his wife. She is a Slovenian Catholic. I believe that Trump will ultimately convert, and when he does, he may be on the path to sainthood. You're going like, Joe King, dude, don't say it. He's never been to confess. He lies. He begs. He gave you the three justices that just restored one semblance of moral order on this continent, sir. Shut your mouth and stand down.
The amount of babies he has saved since he has been here, since he was elected president, y'all got to just back up on whatever negative things you talk about Trump. You got to give him a little bit of leeway on a lot of that.
Dude, so. I'm going to start campaigning for him right now.
Right? Emergency. We're getting like John Paul I beatified in 3 weeks. Can we slip Trump in there too since we're doing fast tracks? We're fast tracking these suckers.
Is it John 23rd or John Paul I?
I think it's John Paul I.
John Paul I. Let us reiterate the news. Casey versus Planned Parenthood, gone.
That's it.
That means my state of Louisiana and the Love Life Amendment is the law of the land.
Yep.
That means in the great state of Texas, the law that completely banned all abortions that was passed in 1969 by the Texas legislature is law again. Don't forget, Norma McCorvey sued Wade, the attorney general of Texas, because he had to defend the Texas law. That's over now. Well, so I don't know what that law actually entailed, but it would seem to me that the law that the Texas legislature passed is now law again, and so is that law that you guys passed last year, the rat out on abortionist law.
That's right. Bounty hunting begins, baby.
It is open season on baby murderers.
That's right. It is a glorious day. It is a glorious day in the South.
I am also must issue a small apology to some of the people that used to listen to this show and may hear of this, the men, primarily the men of the Federalist Society, threw you guys under the bus in 2012 after Roberts did what he did with the Obamacare case. Said, you know, you did all this for naught. I take it back, because Alito, member, Federalist Society, Thomas, member, Federalist Society, Roberts, member, Federalist Society. Kavanaugh, member, Federalist Society. Gorsuch, member, Federalist Society. And yes, the notorious, no, she's not notorious.
Nope,
Amy Coney Barrett, my girl from New Orleans, member of the Federalist Society.
Mike, she's the glorious ABC today.
She is the glorious ACB.
All right. Say whatever you want, folks. Today she's on the right side, and today she is the glorious ACB.
This means that, guys, get ready for the night of rage that they have promised us. And do not think for one moment that they are not out looking at our cars with our pro-life signs, with our pro-life stickers, with our rosaries hanging from our rearview mirrors or our St. Christopher medals. Do not think that the demons aren't now on the active hunt to take their revenge or to avenge what has just happened. So, look, Richard, talk to him for just a minute. Look, guys, ladies especially, situational awareness.
Right now is the time, ladies and gentlemen, where people were scoffing before about putting groups of men together outside of churches. And now, folks, for however long you want to do it, if your church or your rectory or your church offices are open, you're going to have to volunteer some time to stand in front of it. Because these places are all now targets for these radical leftists who are looking to enact some kind of revenge or some kind of justice or whatever kind of words they want to use. So obviously they're not going to be hiding. You'll see them coming because they'll be loud and shrieking and ghoulish. But in the same breath, I don't know if there is anywhere, I don't want to say anything like that. I'm saying, gentlemen, it is time to get together with your fellow male parishioners. Sorry, ladies, we're going to have the males take the lead on this one. And stand outside. If you go, gentlemen, you may have to tell your wife, if you have an early mass, that's low mass, I'm going to the low mass at 6. So I can stand out in the front of the church when you guys go to the high mass at 10 or whatever the case may be. There might be a little bit of separation for a time period. You need to be that deterrent for them and rosaries in hands and smiles on your face because you won. Remember that. No matter what they say to you, you're this, you're that. Hey, lady, you need to be your inner, what was that guy in Los Angeles? You lost, baby murderer. You know, that's got to be our
Cope and see.
That's right. You lost. They lost. Remember that. So you got to have a smile on your face, but make sure that you are there to say, you can stand across the street and scream and rail and blah, 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 but don't come across the street.
Now,
so that's what I'm saying.
Richard Barrett is joining me right now with live, special, exclusive coverage here of the Supreme Court decision. The Supreme Court decision just released 6-3. Casey versus Planned Parenthood, Roe versus Wade have been overturned. Justice Thomas, in concurring in the opinion, now this is exactly what I told you this morning. How the Nash Coke case yesterday, just as I told you, was the template that they used to destroy the unconstitutional gibberish that was Roe and Casey. Justice Thomas, concurring, wrote this, quote, "I join the opinion of the court because it correctly holds that there is no constitutional right to abortion. Respondents invoke one source for that right. The 14th Amendment's guaranteed that no state shall deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. The court well explains why, under our substantive due process precedents, the purported right to abortion is not a form of liberty protected by the due process clause. Such a right is neither, quote, deeply rooted in the nation's history and tradition." I told you! I told you! "Nor implicit in the concept of ordered liberty," close quote. "The idea that the framers of the 14th Amendment understood the Due Process Clause to protect a right to abortion is farcical."
Yep. They're just, they're confirming what we've been saying for years.
This confirms, as Richard just said, this confirms everything, everything that men like Kevin Gutzman and Tom Woods, yours truly, Richard Barrett, and hundreds and thousands upon thousands of others have said, that Roe was never constitutional law.